All right, let's bring in our first guest. He is from UNL Extension, Randy Sainer. How you doing, Randy?
Good.
And what's your title again with the Extension Center?
Extension Livestock Educator.
You're the Livestock Educator.
And then Program Leader part-time.
And you are going to educate us this morning about beef replacement heifer values for the coming production season.
So break-even value for a heifer is just how much it takes. Well, you can pay for that heifer, and she'll pay for herself. And remember, they have like a 10-year productive life cycle. So if she falls out early, that means that her break-even value wasn't as good. But the ones that last longer is going to help pay for those ones that fall out. And so what we're doing is looking at a price that you can pay that the cow will pay for herself. This is not borrowing any money either. If you borrow money, it changes things a little bit. This is taking money out of your operation to replace cows that you've sold.
Lots of details on the article posted on the UNL Extension website, but you kind of break it down and people can get all the facts and figures there depending on their situation, right?
Yeah, and there's a table where you can look at what your – the thing is you got to know what your costs are. That's really important. And you can look at your cost and then look at what your replacement rate is, because replacement rate's important. So if you have a low replacement rate, meaning like 15% of your calves you're replacing every year, it means you have an older cow herd that's lasting longer. You can afford to pay more for that heifer because she lasts longer in the herd.
Mm-hmm.
And it also figures this is a 10-year outlook, so we use FAPRI's, what they diagnose. And they're the ones that do this for the government, so uh-huh. That's right or not, but they do a 10-year analysis. So they look out to see what they think prices are going to do in the next 10 years and then what actually costs are going to do. And most of the time it looks like costs go up a little bit. Sometimes mm-hmm. they go down a little bit, but that's how we figure this on is a 10-year, because it takes about 10 years for that cow to pay for herself. Now, some are going to fall out early, like I said, and those cows are not as profitable, right? So if we can buy more of the profitable cows and have the lower replacement rates, we can have a reduced, or we can pay more for those heifers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking at the probability of a $4,000 heifer, because we were figuring mm-hmm. prices this year. That price, or that the probability of that cow being profitable is very low, 10 to 20%. But then if we look at $3,500, which was kind of the break-even price for the 14% calling rate,
mm-hmm.
there's a 63% chance that cow is going to be profitable. So we do that profitability because you want to – it's an idea. It's a random idea of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if she is low cost, so you have low production costs plus low calling rate, you can have a 73% chance at paying $3,500. So more likely than the 20% for the $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could be wrong, and you could pay a lot more. So each producer has to kind of look at what they think things are going to do. But this gives them at least an idea of what we think may happen. And we want you want your cow herd to pay back. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling money out of your operation. And eventually that can come back to harm you, because you may have to sell land or something. So that's why we do this.
All right. Every situation's a little bit different. What's kind of the average around here in these parts?
So our low cost was $1,033. And I talked to people around 15%, a lot of people replace. There is people that do 28%. You know, if you're doing registered cow, you're going to have a higher replacement rate. You're also probably going to have a higher cost. But you also have a higher value animal that sells, so mm-hmm. you got to take all that into consideration. But our low cost was $1,033. Our medium cost was $1,266 a cow. This is how much it costs to keep that cow in the herd every year. And then mm-hmm. the high cost was $1,422, and so that is considerable different, right? And so the big thing I would say is know what your costs are, because that's going to help you determine a better price for you, for that break-even price for that heifer that you're purchasing.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, the prices that they get when they take in the market are going to be that's going to be a big determination, isn't that?
When you're at the high of the market, which we're getting close, mm-hmm. the next few years are probably going to be, you know, we may have a couple more years of high prices, but then they're going to drop.
You kind of know that's the trend and so where you're going to top out. Those cows, you're going to,
yeah, they're going to be more valuable when you put them in, but they're going to bring more less value back because they're at the bottom of the cattle cycle.
Are we good at predicting that such that they can kind of know that, you know, if I keep this around 2 years, the prices are going to be lower? And
yeah, to some extent. I mean, and the problem is we get droughts that extend the cow cycle. So instead of 10 years, it might go 12. But we do tend to have a 10-year cycle with the cattle industry. Mm-hmm. But it has been 12 years some years because of drought. And we've had some droughts. So it tends to make it go longer, if that makes sense, because mm-hmm. people have had to sell cows sooner. It takes them longer to build that herd back up. Yeah. And right now, with the cost of everything, it's really costly to own a cow.
Yeah. Yeah, the feed cost and haying and all that, right?
Yep. All right, the hay's a little cheaper this year compared to last year because we had a little better supply.
We had good rains, yeah.
Right. And so all that has an effect on you. And so these are just, you know, these are just kind of what our guesses are. It's not set in stone. So every producer needs to look at their operation. But the key is knowing what your costs are. What are your production costs? And that's going to help you look at what you can do. And, you know, you might raise heifers cheaper than you buy them. So you need to look at all those factors. Or some years you may be able to buy them cheaper than you can raise them. Mm-hmm. And of course, raising them, you know what genetics you have. So those are all issues. When you're buying heifers, you want heifers that are going to last a long time. So you need to find those that fit with your herd.
Right, for sure. So start with the estimating your production cost is the number one thing there. And of course, you're there to help them make decisions on this. And,
right.
You know, what's, right. you know, is it hard to predict the cull rate? Or do you just kind of go according to what, you know, each individual, what they've had in the recent past, basically?
And it's kind of, you kind of average over years, because some years mm-hmm. you may have a higher call rate, some years you may have a lower call rate, but you know over, kind of look at a 5-year, 10-year average to see where you're at. But most people I talk to is around 14%.
Okay.
We have some higher, but that's 14-16%. We have found that recently cows tend to not last as long in the herd because we're asking a lot more out of them, which would increase that calling rate, which could affect your what you can afford for that heifer. Mm-hmm. And so if you find ones that last longer, you know, you're going to be able to spend more money on her.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of tables in this article, very informative. Yes. We urge people to go to the UNL Extension website look at this. What are beef replacement heifer values for the coming 25-26 production season? You got a lot of charts there.
Right.
You got cost level according to cull rates, and you do it by percentage, and you got 14 on up to 20%, and then you got another one for 21 through 28% there.
Right, right. And so you can kind of look at the table and see where yours fits. The other thing is, you know, big thing is cost, though. Know what your costs are, because that's going to help you determine where you're at. And we have some programs that you can put your cost in and look at your cost through the Center for Ag Profitability. So that's not even in here, but that's a program that we just released. That you can go and put in all your costs, and it'll actually give you a cost per cow, cost per calf.
Mm-hmm. I see they do have a link to a heifer price forecast webinar.
Yep.
There that they can click on and watch that.
Yeah, and that's the one we did in person with people, and then this article goes with that. So if you want to listen to some of our ideas, you can get on there and look at that plus the article.
Right. Randy Sander from UNL Extension, been our guest this morning. Anything else, Randy, you wanted to add before you go about your duties for the day?
Well, just everybody have a good holiday season, Christmas season.
Yes.
And be careful out there as you're driving on these roads, because they do change. And I've been on some this week, so We drove on some snowy ones last weekend. We went down to the game. So
every year you have to, you kind of have to readjust and remind yourselves. Kind of in late November, early December, we get these kind of freezing drizzle type events, and it's kind of like, okay, time to be a little more cognizant that the roads could be slick and, you know, be ready to slow down.
Yeah, and the other thing, sure, I guess I would say is, as we get cold weather, watch your cows. If you start seeing them going down in condition, you need to up the energy level, because they may just not be getting enough energy to stay warm. As we get colder weather, it's really important to look at, keep a watch on those cows, and they will look fuller, because cows tend to, they reduce the amount of digestion. There's slower passage rate through the cow, so she looks fuller. But she may not be fuller. She may not be getting the energy she needs. And you can tell that by looking at the ribs and just kind of watch the cows this time of year. Because we don't want them to go down in condition, because they're going to calve in a few months.
So. That's for sure. Want to be healthy for calving. If people like to get a hold of you, get more info, they can do that. What's your phone number and email?
696-6784, and that's area code 308.
Okay.
And then my email is just randy.sainer@unl.edu. It's a pretty simple one.
Okay, he's Randy Sainer. We appreciate you coming in this morning. Have a wonderful holiday season with your family, and we'll see you in 2026. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks. All right.